This audio is brought to you by Medjugorje.org.
The following is a talk given by the Medjugorje visionary Ivan Dragicevic in fall 2009.
Good evening, everybody. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever. My dear priests,
dragi prijatelji u Kristu,
my dear friends in Christ,
večeras na početku ovoga susreta ja bih želio od srca sve vas pozdraviti.
Tonight at the beginning of this encounter I would like to greet all of you from my heart.
Uistinu sam večeras sretan i radostan.
Truly I am happy and joyful that I am able to be here with you tonight.
U ovom korizmenom vremenu,
in this Lenten time,
vremenu milosti,
a time of grace,
da mogu zajedno biti s vama, moliti,
so that I can be here with you together in prayer, and so that we can be renewed together with our mother, so that we can be spiritually renewed and in that way to prepare for Easter. I am coming to you because I wish to bring you the good and joyful news to which our mother is truly calling us to. She brings us the message of hope. Because our mother comes as a mother of hope. She comes to this tired world today, to today's tired families, tired young people, and the tired church, and she brings hope. Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you strength. And so we have come here to him.
Došli smo majici.
And we have come to our mother.
Da joj predamo naše obitelji.
To give to her our families.
Da joj predamo naše probleme.
To give to her our problems.
Da joj predamo naše bolesti.
To give to her our illnesses.
Da joj kažemo da volimo.
And to tell her that we love her.
Da joj kažemo da moli za nas i zagovara kod svoga sina za sve nas.
To ask her to pray for us and to intercede before her son for all of us.
Da.
Yes.
Majka moli za nas.
Our mother does pray for us.
Majka uvijek je s nama.
Our mother is always with us.
I moli kod svoga sina.
And she prays before her son.
Jednoj porici kaže,
in one message she said,
draga djeca,
my dear children,
ostajem toliko zajedno s vama.
I have been with you for so long now because my son has allowed it, because I wish to teach you, I wish to guide you, I wish to show you the way to peace and the way to my son, because in him alone is your peace. Tonight, we have come here to Jesus.
Došli smo na svetu misu.
We have come to the Holy Mass.
Na misu kao centar našega života.
The Mass as the center of our lives.
Gospa kaže,
our Lady says,
draga djeco, misa mora biti centar vašeg života.
My dear children, the Mass must be the center of your lives.
Na jednom kazanju,
at one apparition, the six of us were before Our Lady, and Our Lady said to us, my dear children, if tomorrow you needed to choose between coming to me and encountering me or going to the Holy Mass, no, do not come to me. Go to the Holy Mass. Because when you go to the Holy Mass, you go to an encounter with Jesus who gives himself to us in the Holy Mass. And it's opening ourselves to him, surrendering to him, and receiving him. And so it's almost 28 years now.
uistinu živim jednom milostnom vremenu.
Since I have been truly living in a time of grace.
Prije 28 godina.
28 years ago.
Gospa upire svojim prstom na mene.
Pointed her finger at me.
Upisala me u svoju školu.
She enrolled me in her school.
U školu mira.
Her school of peace.
U školu ljubavi.
Her school of love.
U školu molitve.
Her school of prayer.
I zabire me da bude njezin instrument.
She chose me to be her instrument.
Instrumenta u njezin i Božji ruk.
The instrument in her hands and in the hands of our Lord.
Za mene i za moj život.
For me and for my life.
Za moju obitelj.
And for my family.
Ovo je veliki, veliki dar.
This is a great, great gift.
Ja ne znam da li ću ikad u svom životu moći zahvaliti za ovaj dar.
And I don't know whether ever in my life I will be able to be sufficiently thankful for this gift.
Uistinu, ja ne bih želio večeras ovdje da vi mene gledate kao savršenog ili kao svetog.
And truly tonight, I don't want you to look upon me as somebody who is a saint or somebody who's perfect.
Ja nisam.
Because I'm not.
Ja se trudim da budem bolje.
I try to be better.
Da budem sveti.
To be more holy.
To je moja želja.
That is my desire.
Ta želja je duboko utisnuta u moje srce.
And that desire is deeply imprinted upon my heart.
Nisam se obratio preko noći ako vidim Gospu.
But just because I've seen Our Lady, it does not mean that I've converted overnight.
Ja znam da je moje vraćanje proces, jedan program za moj život.
I know that my conversion is a process, it's a program for my life.
Za koju se ja moram odlučiti.
For which I need to make the decision.
U kojoj moram ustrajati.
Where I need to be persistent.
U kojoj se svaki dan moram mijenjati.
And where I daily need to change.
U kojoj svaki dan moram staviti grijeh.
Where I daily need to leave sin behind.
Otvarati se miru.
And be open to peace.
Otvarati se Duhu Svetom.
And be open to the Holy Spirit.
Biti otvoren milosti.
And to be open to grace.
Prihvatiti i živjeti u Kristovu riječ.
To receive and to accept and live those words of Christ.
Kako rastu u svetosti.
And in that way to grow in holiness.
Jedno pitanje.
One question.
Kroz ovo 28 godina se svaki dan mi postavlja.
One question has been repeated in my mind every day throughout these last 28 years.
Pitanje, Majko, zašto baš ja?
And that question is, Mother, why me?
Majko, zar nije bilo bolje nego ja?
Mother, were there not better ones than I?
Pa Majko, da li će ja moći sve ono što ti budeš tražio, ono ispuniti, izvršiti, onako kako ti tražiš i želiš?
And Mother, will I be able to accomplish all of those things that you want of me in the way that you want them accomplished?
Majko, da li si zadovoljna s menom?
Mother, are you satisfied with me?
Nema dana da se to pitanje postavi u meni.
Not a day goes by that those questions aren't repeated in my mind.
Na jednom susretu.
At one encounter with her.
Bio sam s njom sam.
I was alone with her.
Tada se je pitao.
And so then I asked her.
Majko, zašto baš ja? Zašto si baš meni izabrala?
Mother, why me? Why did you choose me? She sweetly smiled and said, My dear child, you know, I don't always pick the best ones. So I never asked her that question again. And so 28 years ago, she chose me. And throughout these years, I always ask myself, Mother, why don't you appear to everyone? Because Mother, then everybody would believe you. And I certainly wouldn't have to be here with you tonight. And I would have a whole lot more private time.
Ali mi sigurno ne možemo ući u sve Božije planove što Bog sa svakom od nas planira i želi.
But we can't enter into all of those divine plans, the divine plans that God has for each one of us.
Ali mi moramo biti otvoreni Božjim planovima.
But we must be open to those divine plans.
Moramo znati prepoznati, prihvatiti.
We have to know how to recognize them and accept them.
Iako ne vidimo.
Even if we don't see.
Moramo biti sretni što je majka s nama.
We must be happy that our mother is with us. In the Gospel it says, Blessed are those who do not see and yet believe. As I said, this is a great joy, but it's also a great responsibility. Because you know to whom has God has given much, he also asks a lot of. Believe me,
nije lako.
It is not easy.
Nije jednostavno.
It's not so simple.
Biti sa Gospodom svaki dan.
To be with Our Lady every day.
Razgovarati s njom svaki dan.
To speak with her every day.
Okay, minuta.
For 5 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Nekad je više.
And sometimes even more.
Poslije svakog to susreta s njom, opet vratiti na zemlju i živjeti.
And then, after each one of those encounters with her, to return to this earth and to live on this earth. Believe me, even as I'm standing here before you now, I'm still with her from tonight's encounter with her. Just to look upon her beauty, her smile, her love, how much she loves us. And tonight, when she looked upon all of us tonight, truly her eyes were full of tears. Not tears of sadness, but tears of joy. Because our mother loves her children. She is full of love. In one message she said, my dear children, if you knew how much I loved you, you would cry with joy. So great is the love of our mother. Truly, throughout these years, our mother has been teaching us everything. If you were to see Our Lady for just 1 second, just 1 second, I don't know whether after that 1 second your life on this earth would be interesting anymore. And after every encounter with her, I always need several hours to come back to this world and to come back to the reality of this world. I know that many of you here have been to Medjugorje, or that you've read about it, or that your friends have spoken to you about it, or that you've watched a cassette about it. But for those of you who are here for the first time, I would like to give you a brief introduction. I would like to describe for you the beginnings of the apparitions. There's a lot that we can say about those beginnings, but I'm just going to try to tell you the most important. 1981, I was a child at the time. I was 16 years old. And up until that point in my life, I was very reserved, withdrawn into myself. I didn't communicate much with the world. I was just tied to my family. And during that time of 1981, those were difficult times. Life was difficult. It was a time of communism, a time without freedom, without freedom of speech, without a freedom to confess your faith. As I said, life was difficult. Myself and my parents, every day were in difficult labor, worked hard. Every morning I would wake up at 5 in the morning and go with my parents into the field to work in the tobacco fields and in the vineyards. And we did this every day. And every day in that difficult labor, I would ask my parents, is there some feast day coming up? So that we could rest a little bit. So I could go play soccer with my friends. And that day did arrive. Wednesday, The feast day of St. John the Baptist, the 24th of June, 1981. And that morning, like on every feast day, our parents let us sleep in a little bit longer after a difficult week of work in the fields, but not long enough so that we missed Mass. And I remember that morning, my parents came to my bedroom 5 or 6 times, telling me to wake up, that I had to get ready, that we were already running late. And as a child, I always wanted to sleep as long as possible. And you know how parents are. There wasn't much to think about. So I got up quickly. I woke up my 2 younger brothers. And we crossed the fields and went to church with our parents. And that morning, I was at Mass at 11 o'clock. I was there in body, but I'm not certain whether I was there in heart and soul. I could hardly wait for that Mass to end. After Mass, we came home. And the first question that my mother asked me, Ivan, what was the gospel reading today? And I didn't know. And then we sat down to the table and had lunch together. And before the end of that lunch, some of my friends from the village came by and called me to go play soccer with them. They said, we can't put 2 teams together, so come with us. I went with them around 3 o'clock to a field near my home. And we played soccer till about 5. And when we all got tired, we slowly headed back to our homes. And as we were walking towards our homes, we encountered 3 young girls, Ivanka, Mirjana, and Vitska. I knew one of those 3 young girls, Vitska. We went to the same school. She was a year ahead of me. But the other 2 girls I didn't know well, because at that time they didn't live in Medjugorje. Mirjana lived in Sarajevo. Ivanka lived in Mostar. And they would come spend the summer vacations in Medjugorje because that's where their families were from. And some of those friends who were with me, they asked them, where are you going? And what are you doing? They said, they're going for a walk. They're going to look for the family sheep. But I didn't ask them anything. And during that time, I was very shy. And I didn't talk to girls very much. When my friends finished that conversation, we continued on our way to our homes. The majority of my friends headed towards the village. But because my home was a little bit further away from the village, one friend came with me so that I could quickly change my clothes and so that we could go back to his home that evening to watch a basketball game on television that night. During that time of 1981, there weren't more than 6 families in our village who had color televisions. And so we would always gather in one of those family homes to watch basketball or soccer. And so it was that evening. We watched the basketball game. We watched the first half of the basketball game. And at halftime, I said to my friend, let's go back to my house so we can get something quickly to eat. And then we'll come back and watch the second half of the game. And I remember well,
Nešto brzo se jesti.
We ate something pretty quickly.
I polako hodamo tim putem prema njegove kući ponovno.
And we were slowly walking back on that path towards his home.
Idemo drugo polo njeme.
To go watch the second half of the game.
Ali nismo došli.
But we never got there.
Niti smo do dan danas povodili drugo polo njeme.
Nor have we to this day ever seen that second half.
Samo rezultat.
Nor do we know the result of that game.
Dogodilo se nešto drugo.
Because something else happened.
Hodajući tim uskim putem,
as we were walking along that narrow path,
čujemo glas.
We heard a voice.
Netko nas zove.
Someone was calling us.
Ivane, dođite vidite Gospu.
Saying, Ivan, come see our lady.
Ja nikoga nisam vidio ispred sebe.
I didn't see anyone in front of me.
Iza sebe.
Or behind me.
And
as I said, the path was very narrow and it was overgrown with bushes and shrubbery. And since we didn't see anyone, we continued further along. But the further along we went, the louder and the closer that voice became. And in one moment, I turned to look behind me. And I saw one of those three young girls that we had seen earlier.
Vitska.
She was running towards the two of us.
Bosa.
Barefoot. And she was trembling with fear. And she was saying to us, calling to us, saying, come to Our Lady on the hill. I stopped and looked at her. I didn't know what she was talking about. I turned to the friend that was with me. I said, what is she talking about? What does she mean, Our Lady? She's nuts. Let's forget about her. But she was so persistent. It was clear something was happening to her. I knew that girl well from school, but in that moment I didn't recognize her. That was not the Vitska that I knew. And so I said to my friend, let's go with her. And so as we were walking with her, and as we saw how she was behaving, we began to feel afraid as well. And when we got to that place, we saw the other two young girls, Ivanka and Mirjana. They were kneeling, turned towards the hill, crying. And in that moment, Vitska turned towards the hill and pointed with her hand and said, look up there. I looked three times and I saw the most beautiful image of Our Lady. And as soon as I saw that, I immediately ran home. And I don't think anybody could have caught up with me. And when I got home, I didn't say anything to anyone. And I didn't say anything to my parents, to my brothers. I closed myself in my room. And that night that was before me was a night of so much fear. A night of so many questions going through my mind. You know, I was 16 years old. I was a child. And so many questions. Is this possible? How is this possible? Was that really Our Lady? I saw her, but still I wasn't certain. And up until my 16th year of life, I could never have dreamt of something like this. That Our Lady could appear. I had never heard about something like this from my parents. And I never had a particular devotion to Our Lady. I was a practicing believer. I went to church. I prayed with my parents. I grew up in the faith. I was raised in the faith. But that night that was before me truly was a night of such great fear. And you know what I was most afraid of that night? I was most afraid of this. What if Our Lady comes to my bedroom tonight? How am I going to run away, and where am I going to run to? I could hardly wait for morning to come. That night was so long for me. I could just hardly wait for morning to get there. And finally it did. And my parents had heard in the village that I had been there the night before. And so they were waiting outside my bedroom door. And you know how parents are. They immediately began to say, "Be careful what you say. Don't mess around with something like that." Because you know, in that time of communism, we were not allowed to speak about those kinds of things. They were afraid that we would get hauled off to jail. We told our parents what we saw. We saw her, but still we weren't certain. And that entire second day, we spent together with people. People protected us from the police and from the government authorities and from the military and from the secret police. Nobody else could have protected us but our parents and the local villagers. And somewhere around 2:30 that afternoon, those people that had been with us the whole day, they said to us, "Let's go back with you to that hill where you saw Our Lady last night. Maybe Our Lady left something there." So spontaneously, together with these people, we slowly walked back to the hill. And before we got to that place, maybe about 20 meters away, Our Lady was already waiting for us. And she was holding the baby Jesus in her arms. She was smiling. She was floating on a cloud. And with her hand, she was motioning for us to come closer. Never in my life will I ever forget that day. That image will never be wiped from my mind in my life. In that moment, I could no longer go forward or backwards. My legs buckled underneath me. But in one moment, not with my own strength, I ran over those rocks, the bushes, and didn't feel any kind of pain. It was as if we were floating. We knelt and went closer to her. We were kneeling before her. And I cannot describe that excitement. I thought my heart would break. And then Our Lady took her right hand and placed it on our heads and began to speak her first words. "My dear children, I am with you. I am your mother. Do not be afraid of anything. I will protect you. I will help you. I will guide you." It was difficult to come to your senses. And then one of the girls among us, Vitska, who was the most relaxed from among us, asked her, "Who are you? What is your name?" And she said, "I am the Queen of Peace. And I come to you, my dear children, because my son has sent me to help you." And then Our Lady opened wide her hands and said these words, "Peace, peace, peace and only peace. There must be peace, my dear children, my dear children. Peace must reign on this earth. My dear children,
mir mora zavladati između čovjeka i Boga i između ljudi.
Peace must reign between God and man and between people. My dear children,
ovaj svijet,
this world,
ovo čovječanstvo,
this humanity,
se nalazi u velikoj opasnosti,
is finding itself in a great danger. And there's a threat that it would destroy itself.
To su bile prve poruke.
That was the first message.
To su bile prve riječi.
Those were the first words
koje gospa na hrvatskom jeziku prenosila,
which Our Lady spoke to us in our Croatian language. Peace.
Taj drugi dan,
and on that second day,
mi smo prepoznali u njoj majku.
We recognized in her our mother.
I počeli smo prvi put s njom.
And we began to speak with her for the first time, bashfully, but we did begin to speak with her. That's why every year we celebrate the anniversary on the 25th and not on the 24th, because we first began to speak with her on the 25th. My dear friends, throughout these years, Our Lady has given all of us very many messages. And in this brief amount of time, it certainly would be very difficult to speak about all of them. And so I wish to speak to you about the most important ones. And those most important messages are the message of peace, conversion, returning to God, placing God in the first place in our lives, going into the future with Him, prayer of the heart, penance and fasting, strong faith, love, forgiveness, the Eucharist, and the message of hope.
Ovo su najvažnije poruke, centralne poruke na koje nas majka zove.
Truly, these are the most important messages, the central messages to which Our Lady is calling us.
Svaku od ovih poruka koje sam sad rekao.
And each one of these messages that I just listed,
Gospa nam kroz sve godine te poruke koje dostaje.
Throughout these years, Our Lady has been trying to make these messages simple for us,
da ih bude razumljivo, da ih bude živ.
So that we can better understand them and better live them. A little bit ago I said that Our Mother has come and presented herself as the Queen of Peace. And she comes to us from the King of Peace. And who can know better than a mother how necessary peace is to today's tired humanity? How necessary peace is to today's tired young people. Our Mother comes to us, and she wishes to help us. She wishes to encourage us. She wishes to comfort us. She wishes to offer a cure for us and for all our pain. She wishes to point out what is not good and point out what is good. She wishes to lead us towards peace and lead us to her Son. And Our Lady says, my dear children, today more than ever before, today's world, today's families are going through difficult moments and difficult crises. And my dear children, the greatest crisis is a crisis of faith in God. Because you've become distant from God. You've become distant from prayer. Parents have become distant from their children, and children have become distant from their parents. Spouses have become distant from one another. My dear children, today's world, today's families, wish to go into the future without God. my dear children.
Danas je nestalo molitve u vašim obiteljima.
Today there is no more prayer in families.
Roditelji više ne mole sa djecom.
Parents no longer pray with their children.
Najviše ljubavi u obitelji.
There is no more love in families.
Najviše harmonije u obitelji.
There's no more harmony in families.
Nema više vjernosti u brakovima.
There's no more faithfulness in marriages.
Toliko slomljeni, umorni obitelji.
So many broken and tired families.
Događa se raspad morala.
And there's a falling apart of morality.
Toliko danas mladanac koji živi daleko sa roditeljima.
So many young people who live so far away from their parents today.
Toliko danas abortus zbog kojih majci suze idu.
So many abortions which bring tears to the eyes of our mother.
Otarimo majci suze.
Let us wipe away the tears from the eyes of our mother.
Majka nas iz ovoga braka.
Our mother wishes to lead us out of this darkness. And she wishes to lead us on the path of light and the way of hope. Our Lady says, my dear children, if a person does not have peace in his heart, if a person is not at peace with himself, if there is no peace in the family, then no, my dear children,
ne može biti mira u svijetu.
There cannot be peace in the world.
Zato vas pozivam.
And that is why I am calling you.
Molite za mir.
To pray for peace.
Otvorite se daru mira.
To open yourselves to the gift of peace.
Radi vašega dobra.
For your own good.
Draga djeca.
My dear children.
Ne, nemojte govoriti o miru.
No, do not speak about peace.
Nego počnite živjeti mir.
But begin to live peace.
Ne, nemojte govoriti o molitvi.
No, do not speak about prayer, but begin to live prayer. My dear children, this world today has too many words. That is why I am calling you. Speak less and do more. My dear children, only with the return of peace and with the return of prayer in your families, only then can your family be spiritually healed. Today's world more than ever before is in need of spiritual healing. And we cannot expect that the world will be better, that humanity will be better, that families will be better, if we don't bring prayer back into the family. Today's world is going through its difficult crises, and not just economically. The greatest crisis is a spiritual one. If we are in a spiritual crisis, then that spiritual crisis causes other crises. Our mother comes to us and says, my dear children, today's world and humanity is spiritually sick. And there cannot be a physical healing of people and of humanity without a spiritual healing first. We first of all need to be healed spiritually. And our mother comes to us and brings us a cure, a divine cure, a cure for us and for all our pain. She wishes to heal our pain. She wishes to bind our wounds with such great love, gentleness, and motherly warmth. She wishes to lift up this sinful humanity. She is a mother who is concerned for our salvation. And Our Lady says, my dear children, I am with you. And I come among you because I wish to help you so that peace may come. But my dear children, I need you. I need you. With you, I can realize peace. That is why, my dear children, you must make a decision for good and fight against evil and against sin.
Majka govori jednostavno.
Our mother speaks simply.
Ona toliko puta ponavlja.
She repeats so many times.
Ona se nikad ne umara.
And she never tires.
Evo kao ja.
Just like me.
Toliko sam puta ponovio ovo što vama ponavljam.
So many times I've repeated to others what I'm saying to you here.
Nisam se umorio.
And I haven't gotten tired of it yet.
Jer svaki dan vidim na Gospu da se ne umara pozivaš ili ponavljam.
Because I see every day that Our Lady does not tire of calling us and inviting us and repeating. Just like you mothers here. How many times have you said to your children, be good, study, work, listen. Don't do that, that's not good. Did you forget your homework? How many times have you said to your son or daughter, child, that's not for me because of me. I finished my own school. It's for your own good. You've said that to your children thousands and thousands of times. Have you gotten tired of it yet? I don't think so. And is there a mother here who can say that she is lucky enough? Who can say that she is lucky enough to have only had to say something to her child one time and has never had to repeat it again? There is no such mother. Every mother must repeat. Every mother teaches. Mothers must repeat so that their children do not forget. And so it is with Our Lady and us. Our mother has not come to us to bring us fear, or to criticize us, or to punish us, or to speak to us about the end of the world, or the second coming of Jesus. No. She brings us hope. Hope to families. Hope to the church. And she says, my dear children, I am with you. If you are strong, the church will be strong. If you are weak, the church will be weak. Because you are the living church. You are the lungs of the church. Tonight, gathered here, truly we are that living church. We breathe that church. I think that every priest, every pastor would love to have his Sunday masses filled like this. Because we are that living church. Our Lady says, my dear children, bring prayer back into your families. May each one of your families be a living church, a church that prays, a family where those words of Christ's are lived. There is no living church without living families. Our Lady says, my dear children, this world and this humanity does have a future, but under one condition, and that is you have to return to God and go into the future with Him. And Our Lady says, my dear children, you are on this earth only as pilgrims. You're on a journey. That is why Our Lady is calling us. And she calls us to monthly confession, to adoration before the cross and before the Blessed Sacrament. She's particularly calling priests and inviting priests to have adoration in their parishes and churches. Our Lady calls us to pray the rosary in our families, and to the reading of Holy Scripture in our families. And in one message she said, my dear children, may the Holy Bible be in each one of your family homes in a visible place. Read Holy Scripture. So that through the reading of Holy Scripture, Jesus may be born anew in your families and in your hearts. Forgive others. Love others. Our mother carries all of us in her heart. And all of the messages which she gives us, she gives for the entire world. Because she is a mother for all of us. There is no message specific to any country or nationality. Always and every time, when she gives a message, when she wishes to say something to us, her first words are, "My dear children," because she is a mother and she loves all of us, because we are all important to her. There are no rejected ones with her. She doesn't look at the color of our skin. She's a mother, and we are her children. And always at the end of every message, Our Lady says, "Thank you, my dear children, for having responded to my call." Our Mother thanks us. And tonight, Our Lady says to us, "Thank you, my dear children, for having responded to my call." Because we are here at her invitation. Because we have accepted what she is asking of us. Because we are living that message which Our Lady is calling us to. One of the most frequent and most important of messages to which Our Lady most frequently calls us is prayer of the heart. Our Lady has repeated so many times, "Pray, pray, pray, my dear children." Not just pray with your lips. And not just pray mechanically. And not to just pray out of a habit. And not to, while you're praying, to look at your watch to see how quickly you can end. And not just to pray out of some kind of a habit where you just have to say some prayers and then run away. Our Lady wishes that we make a decision for prayer. That we begin to attend the school of prayer. And Our Lady says, "My dear children, to pray with the heart, first of all, it means to pray with love and from love. To pray with your entire being. So that our prayer may be an encounter with Jesus. A conversation with Jesus. A rest together with Him. So that we can leave that prayer filled with peace and joy." And Our Lady says, "My dear children, may prayer be a joy." And my dear children, the one who prays does not need to fear the future. Our Lady's desire is that we pray 3 hours every day. But not 3 hours all at once. Not just the rosary for 3 hours. When Our Lady is asking for 3 hours of prayer, included here is the Holy Mass, reading Holy Scripture, praying the rosary, family prayer, family conversation, doing good works, helping others, that is what Our Lady wants of us. I always remember this one pilgrim who came to Medjugorje and came to me and said to me, "I can't believe that Our Lady would be asking for 3 hours of prayer a day. That can't be Our Lady. Our Lady can't be asking for 3 hours." We sat for a little while and spoke. And I tried to explain it, but she didn't get it. And then a year later, that same pilgrim came back. And she asked me the same question. Is Our Lady still asking for 3 hours of prayer a day? I said, no, not anymore. You're a little late. Now Our Lady wants 24 hours of prayer a day. And you know what that pilgrim said? She said, all right, I'll stick with the three. So you see how we can sometimes be selfish in prayer? Our Lady doesn't give us any more than we're able to accept. She gives us what we are able to accept. And Our Lady said, my dear children, if you wish to attend the school of prayer, then you have to know that in the school of prayer there are no weekends and there are no breaks. Every day you must attend the school of prayer. Because, my dear children, if you wish to pray better, then you always have to pray more. Because to pray more is always an individual decision, but to pray better is a grace. A grace given to those who pray more. Today we oftentimes say that we don't have time. We don't have time for prayer. We don't have time for the family. We don't have time for our children. And so we oftentimes say, we work a lot. We're busy. When we come home, we have to cook. We have to clean. We have to watch TV. We have to go shopping. We have to watch American Idol. We don't have time. We don't have time for our children. We don't have time for prayer. We don't have time for God. It always seems to be a problem of time. But Our Lady says, my dear children, no. Time is not the problem. The problem is love. Because, my dear children, when you like something and love it, then you always have time for it. But when you don't love it and don't like it, then you will never find time for it. That is why Our Lady is calling us so much to prayer. That's why Our Lady throughout these years has been trying to awaken us out of the spiritual dying. She is awakening us out of the spiritual coma that the world is in. She wishes to strengthen us in faith and in prayer. Tonight, at the encounter with Our Lady, I would like to describe the encounter for you. I would like to describe it for you as much as I'm able to and as much as my words will allow me to. Because truly, it is very difficult to describe an encounter with Our Lady. Each one of my words is too poor to be able to adequately describe an encounter with her. For every encounter with her, we always prepare with the rosary. And in that rosary, I await her coming. And as I'm praying the rosary with you, and as the time of 20 to 7 approaches, I feel her presence more and more in my heart. And that moment that I came forward and knelt, and then I began to pray, and when I stopped praying, when you no longer heard my voice, that was the moment when Our Lady came. The first sign of her coming is a light. But that's not a light that you would ever see here on this earth. Because truly that light is the light of heaven. A piece of heaven is coming to us. And as soon as Our Lady comes, then I no longer see anything else. I don't see anything in front of me or around me. And I no longer feel time or space. Our Lady came tonight very joyful and happy. She greeted all of us with her motherly greeting and said, "Praise be Jesus, my dear children." And after that, she especially prayed here over all the priests present here with great joy. And after that, she prayed over all of us. She prayed with her hands extended. And then after that, she particularly prayed over the sick who are present here. She blessed all of us with her motherly blessing. And she blessed all of those things which you brought to be blessed. I recommended all of you to her, your needs, your families, and in a special way, all of the sick. And after that, Our Lady said, "My dear children, today your mother is calling you. She's inviting you in this time of grace to pray together with your mother, to pray for the conversion of sinners. Pray, my dear children, pray." Thank you, my dear children, for having responded to my call. And after that, followed a conversation between her and I. And after that, I prayed an Our Father and a Glory Be with her. And after that, in prayer, Our Lady departed. She departed in a cross, in the sign of the cross, and in a light. With the greeting, "Go in peace, my dear children." And that's the most important part of tonight's encounter with her. You yourselves know that every 25th of the month, Our Lady gives a message for the entire world. And so let us now listen to the last message which Our Mother called us to, given on February 25th, 2009. "Dear children, in this time of renunciation, prayer, and penance, I call you anew. Go and confess your sins so that grace may open your hearts and permit it to change you. Convert, little children. Open yourselves to God and to His plan for each of you. Thank you for having responded to my call." I see Our Lady as I see you. I speak with her as I'm speaking to you. And I won't go wrong if I say that after 28 years, I feel much more comfortable and relaxed with her than I do with you. And the beauty of Our Lady is very difficult to describe with words. She has a gray dress, a white veil, blue eyes, rosy cheeks, black hair. She's floating on a cloud, and she has a crown of stars. Kneeling every day before her, truly I am awed by her beauty. One time we asked her, "Mother, why are you so beautiful?" And she said, "My dear children, I am beautiful because I love. My dear children, you love also. And then you will also be beautiful. I hope that we will respond to Our Lady's invitation, that we will accept her messages, and that we will be co-creators of a better and more beautiful world, a world that is worthy of the children of God. I hope that we have planted a good seed here tonight, and that seed fell on good soil, and that it will bear good fruit. May our evangelization begin tonight of our families, and the church.
And
may our spiritual renewal begin here tonight. When you return to your homes, continue with that spiritual renewal in your homes, with your in your families, and with your children. Let us also be apostles who will carry the message. But the only person who can be an apostle is the one who lives the message so that they can then bring it to others. Let us make a decision for peace. And let us pray together with the Queen of Peace for peace in the world. So many times in the Gospels, Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." And Our Lady has said to us so many times, "Do not be afraid, my dear children." And so let us make a decision. Let us make a decision for God. Because in God alone is our true and only peace. My dear friends, may it be that way.
Thank you. God bless you.
This and other audios can be found on our website, medjugorje.org.